Welcome to the Scuttlebutt Radio Program with your hosts, Tom Claxton and Cal Walters. Radio for veterans by veterans. To get on the line, call 343-0106 now. A show for veterans by veterans.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Scuttlebutt Network radio program, the voice of the veterans for veterans, transmitting live on 106.5 FM. Find a shot turned around the world at scuttlebuttnetwork.com. You're on board with Tom Claxton. Co-host Holly Hood is out on assignment, but we are both veterans of the United States Marine Corps, and we're glad that you've joined us to discuss the issues facing our veterans today. It's a pleasure to be broadcasting from the fabulous battleship USS Alabama here on beautiful Mobile Bay. We've got a great show coming up for you, but first we'd like to thank some of our sponsors that help make this show possible. The Battleship, USS Alabama Memorial Park, Alabama Pipe and Supply, the Charlie Wilson Insurance Agency, the law firm of Gardberg and Kimberly, and Daphne's Hottest Place for Chow, the waterfront restaurant at No. 1 Yacht Club Drive, the Medicare Lady, Ms. Keisha Chambers, and Serenity Funeral Home and Gardens. But we'd like to thank all of our sponsors and all of our great listeners. We could not do this without their support, so please let them know that you heard it on the Scuttlebutt. SBN is all about giving our veterans a voice on the issues that are important to them, so join the discussion on Facebook for more info. Coming up later on SBN, we'll be joined by Ms. Corey Gaston from the Waterfront Restaurant in Daphne and Mr. Panini Pete from the Gastrointestinal Empire that was launched with a sandwich. He's just returned from Gitmo, feeding the troops. So, and our tirade is on for return to sender. But first, it's a pleasure to be joined on SBN by the director. Gentlemen here, Mr. Mark Fields, Commander.
Tom, always a pleasure to have y'all here aboard.
Glad to have you here, sir. I tell you, I had the pleasure a while ago of hearing that complete scenario that y'all presented with Sean. You just really, really covered everything that's occurring this weekend. But you can highlight a little bit of it and then introduce us to your new marketing manager over there.
Absolutely. For your listeners here, we have Inslee Lawrence, who is our social media manager, just came aboard with us. And as we were talking, as we were kicking off here just a little while ago, social media. Wow.
Right. You know, that's where it's at.
That's where it's at.
Right.
That's how we get our message out, and we're so happy to have Inslee aboard. She is extremely talented.
Well, the social media phase of marketing now is just so important. Back in the days, we spent gazillions of dollars in our advertising and marketing of the events that we have, and we reached a lot of people, you know, but we reached them with a lot of dollars, and we can reach 100 times more people now with less dollars.
Absolutely.
You know, and it's a strength. If you've got it in this person, I knew that know that y'all gonna be happy with her. Inslee?
Yeah.
You've got a big job in front of you, little
sure
girl.
Do.
Yes, sir.
Yes, I sure do.
Give us a little insight about what's going on and what you're doing with your new position.
Yeah, so this new position, like I said, I came aboard about a month ago, so I've been here exactly 1 month. I am managing all of our social media platforms. We're active on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. That's where you're going to find the most information up to date about events we're having, things happening around the park daily, as well as just highlighting some of our amazing staff, different programs that we have here.
Awesome.
And a lot of things that you just wouldn't know that we have and that we offer. So I'm taking photos, I'm doing videos, I'm working on promotional items for the park. We make updates to the website as needed, just making sure everyone stays
right,
up to date
right.
With what we have going on.
Well, everything has become electronic now, and we have to
it sure has
and digital. So that is an extremely important part of everything that we do. We have found that even in our Marine Corps League detachment, we've had to there's no more paper.
I know.
Everything's digital.
It's fading away.
Paper's gone. You know, we're going to put paper and the pencil people out of business, you know. But I'm worn out anyway between the pencils and erasers. So. highlight a little bit about some of the things that's going on. You guys covered it real well, but I want to get to Ed and Matt here just and give them a little bit of insight, too, about what phase they're working on. So
yeah, of course.
Give us a little insight.
So, of course, this weekend's going to be a great weekend for us. We are having our Living History crew drill that's going to kick off that morning. It's great to see, you know, how the crewmen lived, what life was like during that time. And we do it every other month. So if you miss it this weekend, you have another chance coming up in August. It's great. You know, if you're local, if you're just stopping by, it's definitely something you don't want to miss. Same day, we are having a walk for epilepsy. It was an event we had scheduled recently, but unfortunately rescheduled due to weather. So it is happening this weekend, this Saturday, same day. It's going to kick off at 10 a.m. and run till about noon under our Medal of Honor Park. So two great events happening this week. And, of course, we're gearing up to 4th of July, so we're going to be having a great event for that.
Yes.
Partnering with City of Mobile, we'll have a huge celebration here, and all of that information can be found on our website as well as our socials.
Will that be open to the public?
Yes, it will be.
All right, so will there be a parking available here?
Yep, we charge a small parking fee of $5 for cars, and then anything over three or more axles, so like your RVs, big trailers,
right,
or like that,
right,
will have a bigger fee with that.
Well, it costs money to keep this facility up, so $5 is cheap.
Yeah, nope. It definitely helps, you know, keep the park running. You know, a lot of we're not a state-funded park, so everything
right,
that we get
right,
does come from these parking fees, admission fees as well. And so it just helps us to keep it beautiful,
yeah,
and preserve it for our
veterans.
Well,
yeah, you guys have to stand on your own autonomy and on the amount of revenue that
yep,
you can develop. And, just the idea of trying to keep the grass cut, you know, out here and keep that phase of the landscaping up to date would probably be an unbelievable figure.
Yep.
We could probably all retire on that.
Yep, especially in this Alabama weather, that's a big task.
Well, you got
to
cut grass. Probably grass cutters cut grass every day.
That's right.
Yeah, and never get finished. Yeah. All right, well, let's let our big man over here, the curator, Mr. Matt, give us a little insight. Tell us about all of the reenactment events that we're going to have on board.
So every other month we have a reenactment, and you know, everyone, we hear about either the battle event or we'll do a gun demonstration, but the reenactment is all day Saturday, and it extends below decks and above decks, so you can go below deck and maybe you go by the barber shop. There's actually a guy in there and he'll be cutting hair. You go by the galley, they're actually serving food out of the galley.
Say what?
Yeah, absolutely. And it's for now. We serve the food for the LHC crew only, but you'll see them in there working and cleaning and.
But the idea that they have that facility operating, and the radio operators now, I understand, will be on board to send out signals all over the world.
They will, and they do contact. I've heard they've contacted people in the opposite hemisphere, you know, in the South Pacific, and they really reach out there.
That's unbelievable. Well, for the children and the young people that may be coming on, and us old codgers, would it behoove us to have any kind of hearing devices or anything from the sounds of the guns or what?
It probably wouldn't be a bad idea. Those guns can have a little pop. So if you have anyone that's sensitive to sound, either your kids or yourself, probably a good idea to have maybe some hearing protection.
All right, that's neat. Yeah, Ed, what you guys, you gonna sell some wood here, buddy?
Yes, sir. Tom, good afternoon. We have some teak products for sale out of our gift shop,
right?
And these are original World War II USS Alabama battleship teak, and it's stamped on each product that we sell. We sell small plaques, coasters. It's a high mover force coasters at a very reasonable price. Magnets, different size magnets. And one of my favorites is a challenge coin.
Y'all got teak, challenge coins?
A teak challenge coin. And with the USS Alabama logo stamped on there. And again, original World War II teak deck. And these are all very reasonably priced. Another thing I'd like to mention is we sell salvage teak that's unfinished. That is by appointment only.
Okay.
And you can reach me through the website when you go to the teak link for salvage teak.
Right.
And they can also contact me out of the gift shop as well if you're interested in purchasing salvage teak.
Yeah, those were planks. Awesome. We had the pleasure of purchasing a piece of that wood and presented it to Panini Pete and Nick DiMario over there for all the things that they have done for our veterans group and all. But we don't have it a few seconds, but we're accustomed to have everything here Southern Pine. That teak wood didn't come from America.
No, sir. It came from Burma at the time.
Burma?
It's now Myanmar, if I'm saying that right.
Right.
South Asia.
And they have destroyed those forests.
What we get over there now is harvested,
right.
Planted and harvested. This was original World War II virgin teak from Burma. There's very precious little of it left in the world, really.
Right.
And we have a preponderance of it at Battleship Park. So
all
come
right.
See us, and we'd love to sell you some.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate all you guys do. You do an awesome event here with the USS Alabama. And we will return on the Scuttlebutt at work here shortly with Mr. Corey Gaston.
Radio with your hosts, Tom Claxton and Cal Walters. Radio for veterans by veterans. To get on the line, call 343-0106 now.
And welcome back to the Scuttlebutt Network radio program. The voice of the veterans for veterans. Transmitting live on 106.5 FM and firing the shots heard around the world on scuttlebuttnetwork.com. And if you like to listen on demand, you can also catch us on the FM Talk 106.5 app for your smartphones, and my tirades are up on castbox.fm if you need to get your blood pressure up. But it's always a pleasure to be joined on SBN by Mr. Corey Gaston from the waterfront, Rustard and Daphne. Corey, welcome back to SBN, and thank you and your crew for all the service to our veterans, military, and our first responders, and especially for the fabulous Big Go fiasco that we had for the last 3 weeks over at the waterfront.
Exactly. It's been a lot of fun. We've actually done it for 4 weeks. We did skip one, but we did do a total of 4 weeks.
Okay.
With them being our charity. So we had a great turnout, lots of fun, lots of great hospitality, great food, great drinks, good time by all.
Well, I see that you guys are starting to get some summer bookings there for people to bring their groups in and committees and clubs and stuff to be meeting over there during the days and the weekends, and utilizing your facilities.
We definitely do. We've got some high school reunions going on. We've got a military officers lunch next week, a couple other just parties, bridal showers, baby showers, things like that. There's lots of little places in the restaurant, and big places, I should say,
right,
that you can rent out and hold a private event, or if you're not even trying to do something private, if you just need a place to, come and hang out for a while,
right,
we've got that too.
Well, you have an awesome bar area there as well. It's if somebody wants to hang out in that area and partake of the adult beverages, and those are available as well.
Exactly, with great views of the bay.
Right.
So well, you know, enjoy the air conditioning and still see the bay.
I've noticed a few things by being over there for some of these events, and then to just come over and actually be able to enjoy the great food and hospitality that you have. And I have really been impressed with the hospitality and the service of your young people that are working there. And I had the chance last couple of days to talk to that lady. I believe Mr. Pete knows her, that was training those hospitality group. And I told her what a great job she had been doing, because it's just really remarkable to see the hospitality and the presence of your waiters and waitresses now. It's unbelievable.
Exactly. It's a much younger crew now in restaurants than it was back when I was waiting tables.
Right.
There's a lot of older people, I feel like, then, and now it's a lot of younger people due to some changes in some laws and regulations and just different stuff that's going on. So it is a younger workforce, so it's a little more challenging, I think, to get them, you know, in the mindset of hospitality, but that's what we're focused on. And that's, you know, that's our biggest thing.
Well, and I noticed the other night when we were there for the bingo that, you were in an area so that the waterfront restaurant is so big that you actually have different areas and facets of service and things going on. And the area that we were in with the bingo and all, it was just totally packed. I mean, it was wall to wall.
We brought in six extra tables.
You actually had to bring extra tables and all in. But now, that's being said, once it became time to start serving the food and all, I thought it was just remarkable how your people took over and made everything happen. And it wasn't one individual trying to handle a table. You had two or three people working in conjunction with each other, and they were handling this, you know, service. And I thought that was very unique. I mean, you wasn't working one person to death.
Exactly.
But they had backup. They had some help just to help bring out all the food. I'm sure the food didn't have time to sit back there and get cold by any means.
Exactly. It would if we didn't have all those people helping. And, I mean, you know, when everyone's ordering at the exact same time, it can be a struggle. But we staff our restaurants accordingly and want to provide the best service every time someone comes, whether we've got 150 people in the restaurant or whether we've got five people in the restaurant.
Right.
We want them to have the best experience possible.
Well, and that's, I think you're encompassing that into your people. And I'm talking about this because at my age, I mean, I've worked people for over 60 years. And I've been working people since I was like 18 years old. And I've worked from, 5 to 500. And I watch people. And when I get into a facility like that, I can look at the waiters and waitresses and the hospitality that they're presenting and determine what kind of facility I'm in on how they present themselves. Because the way they present themselves is your company.
Exactly.
You know?
I mean, I do the same thing. My family sometimes hates going out to eat with me.
I know.
If they can see the wheels turning the whole time I'm sitting in there. They see me looking around, checking things out. I'm straining my neck back to check out the kitchen and the bar and everything else.
My wife,
and they're like, just sit down and enjoy yourself.
My wife says, this is not your circus and it's not your monkeys.
Exactly.
Leave it alone.
It's hard to turn it off. You know?
I said, but I can't turn it off. If, you know, I'm just going to look.
Right.
But I have been extremely impressed, you know, with all of Pete's and Nick's facilities. And you as a manager are doing a great job. Just trying not to put too many roses on you, but tell us about some of the events that you got coming up.
So this month we're doing another charity for bingo. That's Monday nights from 6 to 8:30. We'll be doing Feeding the Gulf Coast, which is a charity that's especially close for me because my sister works there. And so I'm really excited to be able to do something with her and with them. And, you know, they're doing great things in our community. Aside from that, we've got live music now 6 days a week, twice on Sunday. We do it Tuesday through Sunday night and then Sunday for brunch as well. We've got brunch every Sunday. Great place to come out and have a great, you know, mimosa in the morning or Bloody Mary out on the bay.
Right,
and listen
right.
to some music and enjoy some great, you know, brunch specials as well as our regular menu that day.
Well, it's just awesome. I see you've got the misters out on the back
This time of year, you need them.
Yeah. Well, that between that and the breeze blowing in off the bay, and the fact that it has the roofing all over it now, that's just an awesome facility to be, sit outside and have a adult beverage,
It really is.
What I used to call modified milkshakes. but it's really neat. What about your event coming up in July here?
All right, so we've got a big event on July 2nd. We're doing our first annual Bay Bash. And so that is going to be on July 2nd at the waterfront. We'll be doing a barbecue dinner, a fireworks show. We've got Lex and Terry coming from their radio show to come do a meet and greet with us. We'll have live music for everyone.
Cool.
We've got Pete here to talk about that as well. We're also doing a Veteran of the Year presentation
night.
So this is our fourth Veteran of the Year that we've got.
Fourth. It is, yeah.
You've been?
Yeah, myself and Bubba Jackson and Lou Lartigue. And now the fourth one. That'll be neat.
It will be. So we're really excited about it. We're selling tickets right now for it. It is a private ticketed event, so we hope to have it
all
sold out.
Well, that's what I was wondering is do you have a maximum amount of people that you're going to be able to have there?
Yes,
In other words, you've got a point of cutoff.
I've got a point of cutoff, yes. So
if they're interested in coming for this awesome event, then they need to go ahead and make arrangements to do so pretty quick.
Correct. And they can go to either our Facebook page or our Instagram page, The Waterfront Daphne. On Facebook, it's right there at the top of our page. And on the Instagram, the link is in our bio. So you just click on the link, take it right to buy tickets. You can buy an indoor ticket, an outdoor ticket. You can upgrade to come in early to the meet and greet to meet Lex and Terry. With the Lex and Terry meet and greet, in addition to getting in early, you'll have some extra food pass around selection, some appetizers before the actual buffet opens, as well as an extra drink. And then everyone who comes in will be coming in at 6 o'clock for the regular admission. That'll be both indoor and outdoor admission. Everyone gets a drink ticket with that as well. And then, of course, the great food that we're going to be providing, which is going to be a traditional barbecue dinner.
So that will be
prepared by Pete.
That will be.
That's right.
Pete's going to get put to work that day. He's going to be put to work that day and a couple days leading up to it with all the prep that goes into it.
Then what all will the ticket encompass now? I mean, what can they expect to receive for the cost of the ticket?
So they're going to have admission with a guaranteed seat to watch the fireworks. Indoors or obviously all outdoors, but some will be standing room, and then food and drink and music.
Awesome. What a great event.
A great night of entertainment.
Big fireworks show. Big barge out there. It's going to be a world-class fireworks show.
All right. Well, we'll cover some more of that when we come on here on this next segment. Corey, as usual, great job.
All right. Thanks.
All right.
Good to see you as
always. Appreciate all you're doing over there. And as always, you can go to scuttlebuttnetwork.com for more information. And on the other side of the break, Mr. Panini Pete, just back from Gitmo, when we return on the Scuttlebutt.
100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat, hand to hand.
Hit a lick against what's wrong, or say a word for what's right, even though you get walloped for saying that word. Now, I may sound like a Bible beater yelling up a revival at a river crossing camp meeting, but that don't change the truth none. There's right and there's wrong. You gotta do one or the other. You do the one and you're living. Do the other, and you may be walking around, but you're dead as a beaver hat.
It's Scuttlebutt Radio with your hosts, Tom Claxton and Cal Walters. Radio for veterans by veterans. To get on the line, call 343-0106 now.
Welcome back, and thank you for joining us today on this Scuttlebutt Network radio program, the voice of the veterans for veterans, transmitting live on 106.5 FM. Firing the shots heard around the world and scuttlebuttnetwork.com. We're glad that you've joined us to discuss the issues facing our veterans today, and we'd like to thank all the fine folks that continue to help make this show possible. The battleship USS Alabama Memorial Park, Alabama Pipe and Supply, our sea lawyer Colin Kimberly, and all the fine folks at the law firm of Gardberg and Kimberly. Ms. Keisha Chambers, the Medicare lady, and Daphne's newest eatery, the Waterfront Restaurant at Number 1 Yacht Club Drive, the Charlie Wilson Insurance Agency, and Serenity Funeral Home and Gardens. And it's always an adventure to be joined on SPN by Mr. Panini Pete himself. Pete, welcome back to SPN, and thank you for your service to our veterans, military, and our first responders. Man, tell me about Gitmo. Come
Tom,
on.
Tom, so good to be here. You know, you just had that segment with Corey was so articulate and well-spoken, and now we're going off the rails.
We're just going to do crazy stuff, baby.
But, yeah, I was just got back from Guantanamo Bay. Amazing trip. So I got the call from the Guy Fieri Foundation, you know, my buddy Guy.
Right.
So this wasn't a typical Mess Lords trip.
Oh,
but
okay.
It was very similar.
It was Mess Lords.
Yeah, so this wasn't Mess Lords. We're working on those as well. This was a special call I got. You know, he knew that, was aware I'd been down to Gitmo several times. So Brian Daly, his director, called me and said, we want to do something Memorial Day weekend. It was a big group sponsored by Fund the Blue, and they had some country western artists. They had some, you know, MMA fighters and a few comedians down there, and, of course, some chefs. So we flew in.
So it was a big event. It wasn't just a cookout.
Yeah, so, you know, it was Memorial Day weekend, so they wanted to show the guys some love. And you know, they're very isolated down there. That's mm-hmm. that's a tough place to be. So we want to get
you're isolated
down there.
On the end of Cuba.
Yeah, you can't go anywhere. You know, it's beautiful, but you're stuck there, you know.
Right.
And, you know, the weather's not great,
yeah.
You know, and Gitmo's, you know, gotten, you know, questionable publicity over the last decade or so. And, you know, I think that's
sure.
affected the funding. So, you know, there's a few things to do there, but it is what it is. And then it's wash, cycle, repeat. So it was great to get down there, get these guys fired up, let them know how much back at the States that the support that they have.
Well, that was certainly an awesome venue. Now, you say that I heard a figure something like 5,000 meals.
Yeah, unbelievable. You know, we were planning on about 2,000 a day. The first day was a little short. The word didn't get out, so I think we only fed about 1,000 the first day. And we literally flew in Friday and went right to the galley, went right to work, started prepping, going. I had Mikey Junta for he's from Jersey. He's a fireman. And he also is a Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives alumni. He actually, we call him Ground Zero because he's a fireman. And he is the spot that Guy filmed the pilot for Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives.
Goodness.
He was the first ever spot Guy filmed. And then also Bobby Marcotte from Tuckaway Tavern. Bobby the Butcher was down from New Hampshire. So it was the three of us. Plus, Guy has a crew that runs. He has two disaster relief trailers that he sends out and deploys whenever there's things going on. And he really focuses on the first responders. There's a lot of people in the community taking care of the community, but there's a lot of people not taking care of the firemen and the police officers and all that and the paramedics.
Right.
So he really focuses on that. So we had his team out there, too, that was great. And we just were slinging lots of hash, brother. We did a big taco night. We did two big barbecues and just a really – it was a bash.
That's awesome. But you know what? I'm so appreciative to him for recognizing our first responders because being a Marine veteran, I mean, we know what our veterans' deal is all about, but I think we have to stop and consider that our first responders are our veterans on site. I mean, we put our uniforms on and went overseas to control our freedom so that we would have freedom in this country and to help other countries to have their freedom. But then we came back home, took our uniforms off.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that being said, that makes us a veteran.
Absolutely.
But where we have lost that distinction is that those guys now that have taken over from us, and they put their uniforms on every day, and they go out and protect our local freedom, and they protect what we were able to give or bring back to this country and keep in this country. And so, in my eyes, that makes them a veteran as well.
Well, and to be quite frank, a lot of them are former military.
They are.
You know, a lot of guys coming out of the military, they target that and they look for those guys with that type of training and that type of mentality that they can be out there and handle those stressful situations, being a police officer, being a trooper, being a fireman, being a paramedic.
They want that mentality. They want that training that these guys received, you know, and they know they're going to show up.
Absolutely.
Know, right.
They're going to show up, out.
I'm sure you've found that in your industry, just trying to hire people, you know.
I tell you, that was one of the biggest things with the Mess Lords that taught me young people are way more capable than we give them credit with proper training,
right,
proper leadership,
right,
and proper funding,
right,
you know, which, you know, is the military. We do that periodically where they get great leadership, they get great training, and occasionally they get the right funding, and they can do amazing things. So don't sell these young men and women short, because they are so capable.
They just haven't been, you know, in so many occasions haven't been aimed in the right direction and given the advice that they need to be the type of people that's going to need to be to exist in this country at this day and time.
But it's very, you know, it's very enthusiastic, exciting to go see these young men and women and how hard they work.
Right.
And they're so appreciative of us being down there. I got pulled aside constantly saying, you guys don't know what this means to us
for you guys
to come down here and spend a little time with us and spread some love. The food is great. Yes, we love it. It's delicious.
Right.
It's better than we normally get.
Well, we're very appreciative about you and the groups that you work with to do and support our troops and all, especially the Edward Guy Fieri as well as Mess Lords. But the other thing that we want to recognize you for, too, is you and Nick both in your fabulous group that you have here on all your wrestlers on the coast. But give us a little bit more insight about this event on July the 2nd, the Bash on the Bay.
Oh, the Bay Bash is going to be so great. You know, Waterfront is one of our newest venues. It's really starting to gain some momentum, you know, which is so exciting because it's a beautiful spot.
Mm-hmm.
The former Lake Forest Yacht Club, it just hasn't been good in a long time. So a lot of people forgot about it, don't know about it. Well, it's being rediscovered. So we plan this big event. We want to have a massive fireworks show on the bay. They're going to have a barge out there, and we're going to do a big barbecue. We're having bands. There's going to be live music. We're having Lex Terry come with an appearance, and Dee's going to be DJing. We also are awarding our Veteran of the Year, as you know, as one of our former Veterans of the Year,
our inaugural
Veteran of the Year.
And I was so blessed.
It's all downhill after Tom Claxton. These guys are
not necessarily.
But Charles Wiggins, who's the proprietor down at Two Shots in Fairhope, I met recently, and he's got a cool little bar down there that him and his family run, and they have a pool hall there. I was watching my father-in-law shoot pool, who's an Army veteran.
Right.
And I noticed on the wall, I thought I was in one of my restaurants. He had all this tribute to military and first responders, and I said, wow, this guy really gets it. And it turns out he's a Navy veteran. Turns out he does a, you know, free steak dinner on Veterans Day for all any and all veterans. He does a monthly breakfast for veterans. They
Holy
come in
cow.
And eat free
yes.
and their family. And I was like, man, I love what this guy is doing.
Right.
And he's giving back to the community. He's giving back to the veteran community, and he's just a super guy. So we're going to be honoring him with a, you know, an amazing plaque ceremony, and
it's
probably
awesome.
Get some of you former guys up there.
Sure, we'll be
just
there.
An attaboy. We want to encourage them to do things like that, and we want the people at the party not to forget, you know, this is a, you know, it's not on the 4th of July, but we're celebrating 250 years of America.
Right,
we want
right.
to always honor our veterans and our active service members and just have a really fun party.
Well, that's an awesome, venue. Now, the tickets are, as Corey was saying, the tickets are on sale at this time.
They're available, yes. We have an Eventbrite page. If you look on any of our social medias with the Waterfront or myself, search around. There'll be a link on their QR code. Get in there. Get your tickets. We're also going to be raising money for the South Alabama Veterans Council, you know, through their PR foundation. So it is going to be a fundraiser as well.
Right.
And we'll have
a charity, right.
Yeah, we'll have a split the pot. We'll have some other, you know, hopefully we'll have a decent amount of money left over after, you know, we're spending a
You're
fortune.
You're spending a pocketful of money over there, brother.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
I didn't know what it costs for fireworks, man. But, you know, if you want to do it right and you got to get permission and states and permits and the barge and somebody that knows what they're doing to shoot them off. So it'll be a fun time to get out there before the 4th and just have a blast and come out and enjoy. And it's just, you know, we throw good parties out there.
Amen. Amen. What a blessing. All right. Panini Pete and then the Panini Pete Foundation here in the Mobile area. Pete, we thank you so much for what you do for our veterans.
Thank you, Tom.
And our first
responders. For all you've done and all you continue to do. You're a national treasure, my man.
Well, and for more information, you can always check us out on the Scuttlebutt Network on the other side of the break. Our tirade on Return to Sender when we return to the Scuttlebutt Network.
Our country's battles in the air, on land, and the sea. First of they represent the views or opinions of this station. But they're coming around.
What is your major malfunction?
And now, the original pork-eating crusader.
Mr. Tom Claxton.
It is hard to make this stuff up. Yesterday, dozens of Democrats voted against a non-binding resolution in the House that reaffirms Iran as the largest state sponsor of terrorism. The resolution, put forward by Representative Brian Mast, Republican from Florida, passed nonetheless by 372-53 vote on Thursday, with all of those voting no being Democrats. No surprise, among those who voted against the measure were all the members of the squad, such as Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, Democrat Barista from New York, Somali Rep. Ilhan Omar, Democrat Welfare Fraud Queen from Minnesota, Representative Ayanna Pressley, a Democrat anti-Semite from Massachusetts, and Representative Rashida Tlaib, Democrat Hamas sympathizers from Michigan. Each of the women, I guess we can call them women, are dedicated American-hating Marxists. Well, maybe not AOC. She was just the prettiest to show up for the audition, who are only electable because of the high immigration population, both legal and illegal, in their districts. Omar should be thrown out of the country for immigration fraud and fostering the billion-dollar theft of taxpayer money in the state of Minnesota, most of which was funneled to terrorist organizations and warlords in Somalia, and probably into Omar's family coffers as well. Of course, these are the same Mensa members who went to blame white Christian males for everything that is wrong in this country and the world. However, they might want to take a bit of a history lesson before blaming Christians for events today that are a consequence of conflicts that happened more than 1,000 years ago. Yes, the Crusades were bloody, but they were largely in response to Muslim intrusions into Europe. That's right. Even in the barbarisms of the day, when Muslims were selling their fellow travelers into slavery, the Crusades were a response to Muslim aggression, unprovoked attacks, and debauchery. And with regard to the Crusades, the eminent historian Bernard Lewis in 2007 spoke to the American Enterprise Institute and has been widely quoted, "I would not wish to defend the behavior of the Crusaders, which was in many respects atrocious." But let us have a little sense of proportion. We are now expected to believe that the Crusades were an unwarranted act of aggression against a peaceful Muslim world. Hardly. The first papal call for a crusade occurred in 846 CE, when an Arab expedition from Sicily sailed up to Tiber and sacked St. Peter's in Rome. A synod in France issued an appeal to Christian sovereigns to rally against the enemies of Christ and the Pope, Leo IV. Offering a heavenly reward to those who died fighting the Muslims. A century and a half and many battles later, in 1096, the Crusaders actually arrived in the Middle East. The Crusades were a late, limited, and unsuccessful imitation of the Jihad, an attempt to recover by holy war what has been lost by holy war. It failed, and it was not followed up. In other words, we fought the good fight and left them with much of the Middle East, including the Temple Mount in Jerusalem, upon which the Muslim invaders planted a mosque over one of the most holy sites of Christianity. Sounds like a perfectly peaceful and well-meaning religion to me. But let's look a little bit closer at the peaceful religion to which the squad gives such deference. In 732 AD, a Muslim army which was moving on Paris was defeated and turned back at Tours, France, by Charles Martel. In 1571 AD, a Muslim army navy was defeated by the Italians and Austrians as they tried to cross the Mediterranean to attack southern Europe in the Battle of Lepanto. In 1683 AD, the Turkish Muslim army attacking eastern Europe was finally defeated in the Battle of Vienna by German and Polish Christian armies. This had been going on for 1,400 years, and half of our politicians don't even know it. Give me a damn break. If these battles had not been won, we might be speaking Arabic and Christianity could be non-existent. Judaism certainly wouldn't be. And let us not forget that Hitler was an admirer of Islam. The Mufti of Jerusalem was Hitler's guest in Berlin and raised Bosnian Muslim SS divisions, the 13th and 21st Waffen SS divisions, who killed Jews, Russians, Gypsies, and any other subhumans. In 1783 AD, when the British colonies that would become the United States of America gained independence from Great Britain, five Muslim countries of North Africa declared war on our newly independent nation, hijacking and kidnapping merchant sailors and selling them for ransom or into slavery. When the United States of America was established, we were forced to pay extortion fees amounting to a majority of our federal budget to those Muslim countries to keep them from their hijacking and kidnapping. It took two administrations, Washington and Adams, to build a sufficient Navy so that President Jefferson in 1805 could send the Navy and Marines to conquer Tripoli and end the piracy. Islam has been at war with the USA since our founding, not because of our freedom and culture, but because we refuse to bow to their Stone Age religion, which diminishes the human being to property at the will of unelected fanatical imams and ayatollahs who slaughter people because of comic drawings and who rape history in order to give birth to the next generation of fanatics. If this little bit of history is a little too far afield for you, then maybe some more recent examples might bring you into the light. How many of you remember? Number one, in 1968, Bobby Kennedy was killed by a Muslim male. Number two, in 1972 at the Munich Olympics, athletes were kidnapped and massacred by Muslim males. Number three, in 1972, a Pan Am 747 was hijacked and eventually diverted to Cairo, where a fuse was lit on final approach. It was blown up shortly after landing by Muslim males. Number four, in 1973, a Pan Am 707 was destroyed in Rome, with 33 people killed when it was attacked with grenades by Muslim males. Number five, in 1979, the U.S. Embassy in Iran was taken over by Muslim males. Number six, during the 1980s, Americans were routinely kidnapped in Lebanon by Muslim males. Number seven, in 1983, the U.S. Marine barracks in Beirut was blown up by Muslim males. In 1985, the cruise ship Achille Lauro was hijacked and a 70-year-old American passenger was murdered and thrown overboard in his wheelchair by Muslim males. A 70-year-old in a damn wheelchair? Yeah, that's the kind of peace-loving religion I want to bow down to. Number nine, in 1985, TWA Flight 847 was hijacked at Athens, and a U.S. Navy diver trying to rescue passengers was murdered by Muslim males. Number 10, in 1988, Pan Am Flight 103 was bombed by Muslim males. Number 11, in 1993, the World Trade Center was bombed the first time by Muslim males. Number 12, in 1998, the U.S. embassies in Kenya and Tanzania were bombed by Muslim males. Number 13, on 9/11/01, four airliners were hijacked. Two were used as missiles to take down the World Trade Centers, and of the remaining two, one crashed into the U.S. Pentagon, and the other was diverted and crashed by the passengers. Thousands of people were killed by Muslim males. Number 14, in 2002, the United States fought a war in Afghanistan against Muslim males. Number 15, 2002, reporter Daniel Pearl was kidnapped and beheaded by a Muslim male. Number 16, in 2013, Boston Marathon bombing. Four innocent people, including a child, killed. 264 injured by Muslim males. Number 17, 2014, thousands of Christian men, women, and children are slaughtered, defiled, and beheaded by Muslim males, and millions of Muslims and non-Muslims are held hostage in Syria, Iraq, Somalia, Yemen, and countless other places throughout the world. End of this strike home to you for the progressives to love to listen to SBN because it gives you more of a rise than your latest bong hit does. Does the magnitude of the evidence overwhelm even your THC-addled minds? Probably not. It's hard to get over the TDS. Any of the new and refreshing stuff that the rest of you missed in school? I don't know. Any of it makes so much damn common sense that you now realize exactly who we are up against? A damn man. Come on, guys. And when taken as a whole, yeah, do you now understand just how much we are at war with Muslim Marxist fanatics? Within our own country and even in our own government, just how blind they must be to reality to ignore the weight of history that we are facing. Unless this is just another part of transforming our country into a caliphate of slaves and submissives. No, maybe, just maybe, the answer lies in what we, the good, honest, decent, hardworking, dedicated veterans of America, are not doing, demanding some real action in order to root out these Islamo-Marxists from our government and our country and return them to the third world hellholes from which they came. For the Scuttlebutt Network, this is Tom Claxton. President Trump, keep the pedal to the metal. Detain, deport, and decapitate the head of this traitorous snake here in our country. Now, damn it.
Where's your drill sergeant, men?
Hold up, sir!
Hold up, sir! So am I to understand that you men completed your training on your own?
That's the fact, Jack!
These are exactly the kind of men I want working on the Scuttlebutt Network.
And welcome back to the Scuttlebutt Network. It's a pleasure being here with you today. And what an awesome event to be here on the USS Alabama and have the shows that we've had today. Sean's show was just unbelievable with all the information and all that he was able to get out about the battleship and all. And then got Pete and Corey and the group here. Pete, again, you got a lot of stuff going on over at the waterfront and all the other restaurants,
so
brother.
So much. But like you said earlier, how cool is it to be here in the wardroom when you think about the plans and the decisions and the discussions that happened during World War II. Just incredible history that we have right here at our fingertips in Mobile.
It is. It is unbelievable right here in the Mobile area and all. And to be able to have access to the venue of the battleship and the fact that it's open to the public. And so, you know, naturally you can't see 100% of it because 100% of it's not open, but they have so many different facets of it open. And like they're talking about all these stuff, it's open over there for these events on Saturday. Unbelievable.
And we have a beautiful plank, a piece of this teak at the waterfront on display that was presented to me by yourself.
All right. Yeah. Well, we're glad to do it. You got
proud
to awesome job over
that.
There. God bless you. Remember, hero is not a four-letter word. Hoorah!